Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, if you want to see the show behind the show, hear what me and my guests talk about during the breaks, you can check all of that out by watching the show on Civic Media's YouTube channel or by following me at the at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and the Book of Faces. You can see all of the action without interruption for the entire show. We've got more breaking news. Just 2 minutes ago, the New York Times is reporting that reporters have been hastily assembled in a news conference room. This is in Anchorage, where Donald Trump has been meeting with Vladimir Putin. Officials are doing what one calls a, quote, last-minute translation checks in Russian and English. And it seems like there will be a press conference that may be happening shortly. This is pretty surprising to me. They apparently, by the best I can tell, putting together the timeline, Donald Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, have been meeting with Vladimir Putin, Sergey Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, as well as Yuri Ushakov, for only about 3 hours. So, that's a little concerning. Vlad, just write down all the stuff you want. Just a list of demands, and, you know, we'll pass that along to President Zelensky of Ukraine. Very, very strange. Also, thanks to our friend Cam on the text lines sharing a photo of Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov arriving today for these peace negotiations wearing a sweater with CCP on it, which of course is USSR. Kind of reminds me of that Melania jacket. Remember when I think she was visiting, you know, folks that had been impacted by some terrible natural disaster, put a jacket on that basically, I think it said something like, I don't care, do you? What are you wearing the pro-Soviet Union sweater to the summit over Russia's illegal invasion of a sovereign state because you want to return to the old Soviet Union's occupation of the entire land of Ukraine? Horrible. Again, this just breaking. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McCall says this, quote, Putin doesn't look at all of this stuff as a sign of strength. He looks at it as a sign of weakness. He had to do absolutely nothing to get this meeting. Putin has gained everything and given nothing in return. He echoing sentiments from one of the last living Russian dissidents who wrote this week in the Washington Post, quote, Putin got everything he wanted before he even set foot on Alaskan soil. The invitation was the prize. we will keep you posted if we do. If that press conference does start, we may try to take that live, but we think it's probably going to be a little bit before that kicks off. We will be posting this article here from the Journal Sentinel about the work by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District on flood abatement. So you can see all the detail that the Journal Sentinel pulled together. This reporting by Laura Schulte, really excellent. They detail and go into a flood remediation program that was kicked off back in 1995, 30 years ago by MMSD. It's called the Green Seams Program. And it basically looks at and prioritized areas where there was very high risk of flooding, and they worked to remove sort of the concrete barriers or walls. We've seen these. They were used throughout like the 50s and 60s and 70s to try to redirect rivers. But they're terrible for flood because what it does is it creates, when you've got concrete walls on a river and you have a huge rain event like we had last weekend, what it does is it like super accelerates all of this water. It basically creates this massive, like, torpedo gun of water. So they've been working to remove those concretes, create more space in the floodplains with plants and other natural environments that help soak up floodwaters. And they've, again, been doing this for 30 years. They've spent just a bit over $500 million on this. They have protected 5,825 acres from additional flooding. Absolutely critical. Again, targeted in the highest, the areas that have highest flood risk. Here's the statistic. When 1 inch of rainwater falls in the area that MMSD covers, it adds up to 7.1 billion gallons of water. Holy cow. I mean, holy cow. Billions, 7 billion gallons of water from an inch of rain. That explains much about why we have some of these challenges. The projects to date have focused in the Milwaukee area, the area covered by MMSD to date, on Valley Park, the county grounds, and Pigsville. And those areas in this last flooding event did not see the catastrophic impacts that other areas of our communities did. Now MMSD is looking to expand the flood risk abatement work in the county grounds, looking to do so in the Menominee River Valley, Hart Park, Jackson Park, and Wilson Park, as well as projects along the Kinnickinnick River. So I wanted to bring this up because, again, my graduate work was basically about this very thing, and I think it's so important that people know that there are government agencies like MMSD out there doing the work to help keep our communities actually safe from the impacts of climate change. When we come back, we've got a chance for a little Ask Maggie, and we've got a very special final block of the day for you to celebrate the 85th anniversary of one of Civic Media's radio stations. So keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.